Every day in Milwaukee, free health clinics care for people of limited means. Now, with big coverage changes looming on the state and federal levels, those clinics are bracing for confusion. Wisconsin intends to alter who will be eligible for its Medicaid or Badger Care program, while the federal government will enact its health care marketplace. Supporters of each change claim it will ensure the most vulnerable receive health care, yet clinic leaders say their services will still be needed, and perhaps like never before. Deadlines are flying toward Milwaukee's safety net health clinics and the people they serve. As of now, both the federal and state changes will take effect on January 1st. In November, Wisconsin will notify adults it plans to welcome into Badger Care that they must enroll in December, and the state will inform those it will kick off that they should head to the new federal marketplace. They can begin enrolling in October and must pay a premium by mid-December.
So it's going to be a wild ride, I think, this fall.
Joy Tapper is executive director of the Milwaukee Healthcare Partnership. It helps coordinate community-based care. She says tens of thousands of people here will need to make changes. She calls the biggest enrolling in the marketplace. Wisconsin will point adults toward private coverage as soon as they earn more than 100% of the poverty level, about $11,000 a year.
This will be a very new experience for many individuals, many of whom have not had to pay premiums before, let alone make choices about various insurance plans. And we anticipate this will be very challenging for individuals, particularly those individuals who are marginalized, individuals with disabilities, behavioral health needs, learning disabilities.
Tapper says most clinics know how to enroll people in Badger Care, but entering folks into the new federal marketplace will be new. For instance, they'll likely need to bring a tax return. She says there's not much prepping the clinics can do right now because the federal government has not yet finalized the application or posted which providers here will take part. Wisconsin declined to create its pool. So what the partnership is doing in the meantime is building an enrollment network.
It's anticipated, best case scenario, that it would take about an hour to assist an individual in enrolling in the exchange.
As for the free clinics, Tapper says they will each determine the role they play. She expects the more comprehensive programs to help people enroll. As for the smaller ones,
what I envision, call 211.
Georgia Seiss runs the church-supported clinic at Unity Church in Bayview. Every Wednesday evening, people stand in line outside. They pick a number, put it in a bag, and if Seiss selects theirs, they get to see the doctors or nurses who've volunteered their time or get a prescription refilled.
Even $15, $20, $30 is a lot of money to pay for pills. You know, you haven't got it.
Douglas Bartz is one of the lottery winners this evening. He and about 20 others are sitting on chairs in the hallway, the waiting room.
I've been out of work for about 3 years, so the clinics helped me out quite a bit. It's a humbling experience. It really is. It's very humbling. And to see all the people that are really need help. Sometimes I feel like when I pick my number, I feel like giving it to somebody else. They look in worse shape than what I am, you know.
Bart says he has high blood pressure, pins in his legs, and a crushed disc. The clinic gives him medication and exercises. He says he's been trying to determine whether he qualifies for Social Security disability, but can't figure out how it works. So navigating a new marketplace is probably out of the question. Besides, there will be a cost, according to clinic director Georgia Seiss. She says that's why she knows people will continue needing free medical care, even if they qualify for Badger Care or federal subsidies for the new marketplace.
No doubt in my mind, because they're not going to be able to afford the monthly premiums. If they can afford the premiums, they can't afford the copays or the deductibles. And then we call them the underinsured versus the uninsured.
Some Milwaukee clinics estimate that 50% of their clients will have to switch coverage before the end of the year. Discussions are already underway as to what they may need next after they're settled into a program. Marge Petroff, 89.7 WUWM.